Hello, Panther fans.
Howdy.
Two-man party. It's two-man party. We are High Top Radio Drive in downtown Pikeville. It is the Hell Podcast presented by Walters Auto Group and Faith Pharmacy. And, all right, so am I happy? Absolutely. But could it have been a better Friday night? I think so. But we'll get into that in just a second before we get all rolling on Friday night. I am J.R. Robinson, Pikeville High School Class of 2010, the host, and over here is our Hall of Famer, Mr. Douglas Powers, Class of 1997, Pikeville High School, and we got a big show today.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah.
It's full of show.
Yeah, two-man party because, you know, some big idiot, you know, decided to take off and not even tell me. I was like, hey, I'm not going to be there today. And I'm like, it's 6:15. I got to get up here like right now, you know.
Yeah. Ridiculous. We tried to get some special guests, but everybody's really busy, you know. Yeah. When we take the show, usually people are practicing or, you know, busy, you know, dinner time, stuff like that.
This is a very busy week, but I do have some stuff that possibly could be lined up for this week. We will see. Maybe next week we'll get it out there. You know, it's going to be great content. I'll just go ahead and tell you that right now. But before we get into any business, let's do some shout-outs, Mr. Douglas Powers. I'll let you go first.
Ooh, shout-out to the city of Pikeville.
Hold on, Doug. Also standing in for my brother today, Eunice. Miss Eunice. It's okay. It's all right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to forget you.
Her mood's going to improve.
The thing is that we had a fight on the way up here, and you just you touched a sore spot in my soul.
I told you. Just throw her some T-bones. You're good.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm sorry. You deserved that, though. Okay. Anyway, plus you picked Hazard to win. All right. So, anyway, Doug, continue with your
show. Okay. Shout out to City of Pikeville. After an awesome win on Friday night, Saturday night we went to the Dead Ball downtown, and it was a lot of fun. If you haven't gone to that, I highly suggest you check it out next year. It was packed, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody dressed up, and I mean, it was a blast.
So did Allison? Because Allison's costume, did she ever walk up to you and go, hey, Mr. President?
Yeah, so Allison dressed up like Marilyn Monroe, and I was JFK. Because my Joe DiMaggio uniform didn't get here in time. So,
oh, man.
You know,
it worked. If you were Joe DiMaggio, that would be so cool.
Yeah, that
would have been a lot. But
last year, we were the cheerleaders from Saturday Night Live. You know, the Spartans. So, yeah. You know, we usually do it up for Halloween. So.
Yeah, and stay tuned for that as well for the pregame, maybe. We'll see. You never know what we're going to do around here. All right, first off, shout out to the guy who made our logo back there, Mr. Dustin Boyd. We appreciate everything you do for us, Dustin. If you are, and I'll say it, Bub's not here to make fun of me, an aspiring rapper in the greater Pikeville area or Eastern Kentucky, or you need some cool music for your highlight videos or your, you know, whatever you make, your YouTube videos, your vlogs, hit Dustin up, and his Instagram is Debo_606. He'll give you a good price. All of his music's on there. Great guy, and, you know, we're always going to support Dustin for what he's done to help us out. So thank you, Dustin. We love you. Also, I'm going to shout it out again. If you're needing a haircut, I know I ain't got my hair fixed today. I was in a hurry at work. You know how it goes. You need a haircut, go give Caitlin Copley at Studio 23, right next to the, the Mountain Arts Center? No, yeah, Dueling
police,
Barrels.
Police Station. All
yeah, right across
there.
The road from Dueling Barrels, Police Station, all that stuff. It's right there. Great people, and she does an excellent job. She deserves all the credit. Thank you, Caitlin. And I got to give a special shout-out to a special person that I know for passing her physical therapy assistant test today.
Yeah, that ain't easy.
Miss Arissa Vanover, congratulations. I don't know if you're going to get mad at me for shouting you out, but you'll get over it. All right, but congratulations. And
JR has fans.
Yeah, I have fans, and I, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, you know what, man?
It's hard to get in here now when you show up. There's like, there's people out there that just want a piece of you.
I know. And sometimes I just got to turn them down. You know what I mean?
You can't please everyone.
You can't. You just can't do it.
Only enough, JR, to go around.
Yeah. And congratulations to our volleyball team, which we will go over that as well. District champions. Awesome. And also congratulations to our junior high team for a big win in the, the first round?
First round of the Kentucky State Junior High football, you know, tournament bracket.
Yes.
In football.
Yes. So, with that being said, with all those shout-outs I just did, I took a lot of time. Yeah. So, let's just get to Hazard because I've got to talk about this.
Yeah. Ooh, I got one more shout-out left.
Go.
Shout-out to former Panther Tim Champlin.
Yes.
Okay. Dude has hand-built, brick by brick, the program at East Carter over the past few years and had a huge win over Russell, 42-29. I mean, charging the field, as big a win as you can get down there. And that district, I can't remember the last time East Carter's won that. We will get that info for you. But they are number one in the district there with Russell, Ashland, all them schools. That's usually a really tough district, and they're number one and marching into the playoffs.
I was actually going to go over that during the show, but I'm glad you said that, Doug. Tim Champlin actually was a coach of mine when I was a freshman, and I was a linebacker, and let me tell you, I learned a lot from that dude. And still talk to him every time we see him. He's a huge fan of this show. Mm-hmm. Even if he's at East Carter, he knows where he came from.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, shout out to you, Timmy Champ, and I'm proud of you, and keep building that program. You know, hey, but everybody better pay attention because that guy can coach his hind end off.
He's quietly making a contender down there, and now you're seeing, you know, the dividends pay off, but I'm telling you, he's going to make them a winner. I mean, they already are now.
I mean, Russell beat Raceland.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big win.
And East Carter beat Russell handily.
Yeah.
I mean, 42-29, that's putting up some points and playing some defense. So.
Yeah. I mean, key stops, everything. So, hey, congratulations, Timmy Champ. I can't be more proud of
you. Yeah. You're doing awesome down there.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, this is Heath Robinson from the Hale Podcast, telling you about our good friends and our presenting sponsor of the Hale Podcast, Faith Pharmacy. Stop by and see Christy and the gang soon and let them show you why you got to have faith. Call 509-6337, that's 509-MEDS, free delivery in and around the Pikeville area. Tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Powers from the Hale Podcast. Check out our presenting sponsor, Walters Automotive Group, for great deals on your next car. When others won't, Walters will. Visit walterswill.com and tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. This is JR from the Hale Podcast. The grass really is greener here at First Guard Fence, and it's because we understand the value of fostering a unique company culture that puts customers first. Check us out at firstguardfencecompany.com to call today at 606-205-3828 and tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hey, guys, check out our friend Dr. Shane Hensley at Downtown Dental. Call 606-433-1488 for an appointment. Dr. Hensley has been serving the area since the year 2000. That is 606-433-1488. And tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. If you are looking to have the time of your life, then come check out VR Heroes located at 113 Caroline Street in Pikeville. They are taking virtual reality into a whole new level. You can play games, climb Mount Everest, drive Indy 500 cars, hunt zombies, perform surgeries, and much more. So give them a call at 606-422-9270 and start your new adventure with VR Heroes today and tell them the Hale Podcast sent you. So moving on here, now let's get to Hazard. We got to go. The Panthers, if you've been living under a rock.
The under the rock people out there.
If you've been living under a rock, you probably wouldn't know that the Panthers took a little trip to Hazard, Kentucky on Friday night. It was a very foggy night. I think there was even some snowflakes a little bit. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe freezing rain. I don't know what it was, but there was some precipitation coming down at one point in time. Yeah. And I like their new field. I have to give it up to them.
I don't know. My one complaint is I don't like walking a mile and a half uphill to a stadium.
I like their field. Yeah. I don't like that. You know, usually with that, they've got plenty of parking spaces up at the top of that hill.
Yeah.
But then the police were down there guarding it off, and we had to go park, and Bub was afraid because he's got a big truck.
Yeah.
That he was going to get hit where he had to park. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit worrisome.
And I helped some folks in a wheelchair. You know, it's hard for people that might be disabled or, you know, and at one point I had to be on a walker when I had hip surgery. Yeah. I mean, man, you know, if you're going to do that, you need to keep your golf cart or, you know, your team golf cart or whatever down there to help some of those people out is my only request there.
That is a long walk for some up people. That hill. We missed, Doug. First off, we were a little bit late because we had to go pick up somebody or whatever. Yeah. And we was a little bit late. We missed the first touchdown. So we're trying to get up there, and they won't let us through. So then we missed, you know, half the second drive.
Yeah.
So it was just a bad time to get up there. And plus, you know, lightning.
He don't move fast for nobody. I don't think the dude has ever been on time for any of these shows. The loaders are up here at like 5:50, ready to rock and roll. We're here. I'm standing.
I would be up here early if it wasn't for my job. You know that? Yeah,
that's understandable.
Yeah, but I mean, come on now. But listen, Lightning was taking his precious little time, and I didn't want to like leave him behind or anything.
It's
but
like we're just 15 minutes late. Let's stop at McDonald's.
Yes.
Get it in gear.
I love bashing him when he's not here. It's awesome. Bash Heath time. But, you know, anyway, we finally get up there.
Yeah.
Could not. There was standing room only on the gate because we don't sit down. There's no way I can't sit down.
I have a hard time doing it. Allison hates it because she's like, you don't even sit with me. I'm like, I cannot sit there. It drives me crazy.
I got to be up. I've always got to be up in the action and all that stuff. And I'm standing there on the sideline, but I will say this. I like the way they've got it set up where the fans can be right there in the action. I love
it. It's better than being up on the mountain, you know. Yeah. It used to seem a little too far away.
Yeah.
You couldn't feel. As a player, I always kind of love to feel. You can feel them when you're yelling, you know, at those games. You can kind of feel it. And you know, it always kind of helped me play. So.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? We had a good crowd.
Really,
there was more people actually standing than there was in the fan section.
I would even venture to say, JR, that there was more Pikeville fans there than Hazard fans. It was close.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The Pikeville fans were sitting down.
Yeah.
The Hazard fans were all around that fence yelling at Pikeville the entire game. So there were Hazard fans there. It was a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you heard a lot of yelling, touchdowns, all that stuff. Everybody was yelling. But anyway, to the game here. From what I heard on the radio, the first touchdown, who scored it, Doug?
Blake Birchfield scored both.
Yes. Okay. So, Blake Birchfield, we kind of got a little slow there, and then we picked it up, scored a touchdown.
Yeah. And you know, look, a lot of people thought, and just reading Bluegrass Rivals and hearing some of the comments in the community and stuff, a lot of people thought that Pikeville was just going to boat race Hazard, just 40 to, you know, just. And I'm telling you, I tried to warn everybody in that pregame. It's just historically not how those games go, especially when you play at Hazard. And, you know, when you take into account one touchdown that was a touchdown that was called Zach out of bounds. My dude scored a touchdown. It was a touchdown. I've sent pictures and stuff. His foot's in. You know, you have that. You have a pat. We pick one off in the end zone, and that gets called pass interference.
Yep.
Way late. I mean, our guys are already celebrating, and the ref starts throwing the flag. Yep. It was crazy.
There was one questionable false start penalty.
And the false start they called, from what I asked a coach.
Yeah.
And he said that he thought they called it on Rico, that he gave his number.
Yeah.
And when you slow that down, first of all, not one of them jumped false start.
Yeah.
Not one did. And Rico's actually kind of the last one to get out of the blocks on that play.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just didn't make sense. And then the spots were bad. And then here's the one that's the most fascinating stat of the night for me. Three, there may have been more, but at least three offsetting penalties.
Offsetting personal foul penalties. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen that in any game I've ever watched or played in. Never. I mean, never. I've seen one, but not three. And that's, part of me likes it, part of me doesn't. Simply because it wasn't – I hate it when they start calling those and it hurts a team. But I think they call – you know, I like the offsetting because it didn't decide the game. But I also think if they were going to flag somebody, most of the time it would have been Hazard.
So I agree with that.
And that might be what you saw.
I will say this. You know how although offsetting penalties does not hurt either team, yeah, really – those are still personal foul penalties, and two of those, and you're out the next week. Yeah. And then, you know, that's big time.
It is.
You know, that's really big time.
That's not something you want to play around with. And we got a field warning, you know, yeah, how they, we got a warning the
sideline
first drive.
Warning,
sideline,
yeah,
warning the first drive.
So, really, I mean, all right. So,
it explains why our offense, and another thing, it, with the penalties. And that offside, the false start penalty, was like on a 3rd and 5. It was a critical play. You know, with all that taken into account and the fact that their punter is awesome. We, yeah, started inside the 5. We had to go 90-plus yards 5 times, like multiple times.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you have to have like 14 and 15 play drives, that you're going to see some more punting than you normally would.
Here's what I'm going to say, Doug, about this game. Was I surprised? Yes. I know you – I had a feeling that, yeah, what you were talking about, yeah, that it wasn't going to be a bloodbath,
no,
was going to be true, because anytime you go up to that place,
it's hard.
You are down. You've, yeah, got to be 2 touchdowns better than them, yeah, to come out with a victory, period.
You're going to get 100 yards of penalties, and you're going to get a touchdown call back. And you're down, just consider yourself down 14 when you walk in.
Exactly. So, I mean, not counting, there was some holding penalties, I'm pretty sure, as well. Some bogus penalties, in my opinion. But we came in, and this was not one of those games where you like, oh, man, there was a bunch of fireworks in this game. There's a bunch, no, of big passes, everything like that, bunch of big runs. No, it was kind of like a defensive war.
It was.
But we proved, in my opinion, that we were the better offense, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
Hazard totally could not run the football. They had nothing.
The most interesting stat of this game, and, you know, I picked it to be 28-14. I apologize to the Pikeville defense. Okay? Wow. Okay, the Pikeville's defense gave up a whopping 55 rushing yards.
It's ridiculous.
That is hard to do in 4 quarters of football.
Yes.
I mean, I think at halftime they had 9 yards rushing, or 9 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
I mean, the defense was lights out. And I can tell you this, if we can play defense like that every game, nobody's going to stop Pikeville.
I agree. The one thing I will say, and this is constructive criticism time, okay? This is not me saying that I know what I'm doing, but this is what I would like to see.
Okay.
Is that better?
There you, okay, go. That's better word.
Okay, what I'd like to see. Pikeville's defense is extremely awesome. They will hit. Mm-hmm. They will cover. The one thing.
Physical game, too.
Very physical game.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to talk any trash to Coach Sullivan. That's who the coach was.
Yeah.
But I will say this. The one thing that I think Pikeville's defense is missing is a pass rush. And that's calling out the boys, yeah, that I know that can do it.
It got a little better, though.
It got a little better.
Yeah.
By a certain person, yeah, that we're going to name later.
Yeah. It got a little better defensive-wide, I think. We had some hurries, but when you don't get that, you see teams get to throw downfield more.
Yeah.
And they did. And personally, I think when they come to Pikeville, you know, if you're coaching that team, you ain't going to try running so much. They're going to start throwing the ball way more next game.
Let me paint this picture for the people out there. Here's Hazard's game plan. They knew coming into that game they're not running on that defensive line.
Yeah.
They could not do it consistently last year. Yes, they had some gashes in, yeah, there, yeah, but you know, they
not
couldn't do it consistently.
Yeah.
So they knew they weren't going to be able to run the ball. So you know what they did? They dinked and dunked. They've, yeah, 7-on-7'd it.
Yeah.
They would do rollout passes to negate the pass, yeah, rush, which is a lot of the reason why our pass rush, yeah, wasn't as effective as I thought it could be. I don't think we had a sack. We might have.
almost, I know Campbell once almost had one, but no, we did. I don't think we got one. That quarterback is pretty elusive, though, to give him credit. He's pretty athletic.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, we were on him all night, though. We got a couple. Landon had a couple hurries. Campbell had some, had a hurry that I know, one that I know of. But I think we did as well as we could have. But, you know, you had Sam Wright step up, two big interceptions.
Yeah.
Just playing
Sam
center
Wright
field.
Was absolutely dominant in this game.
He was he showed up on defense. You
besides
know.
the bogus PI call, Wade had a heck of a game.
Yeah.
I thought Logan Reed had had some good moments. Yeah. You know, he had that big long pass that, you know, he gave up there towards the fourth quarter or whatever when the game was pretty much out of reach.
Yeah.
But other than that, he had a really solid game.
Corners are playing better.
Yeah.
Really, our pass defense is playing again. And usually, JR, I've noticed, and I don't know if it's something Coach Sullivan does, it's usually the DBs are kind of – they're kind of like a passing game on offense.
Yes.
It's kind of the last thing that takes shape.
Yeah.
On a defense. And I think it's probably because we don't play a lot of throwing teams early in the year.
Yeah.
So as the year progresses, and this is a term you're going to hear me say a lot tonight, is timeline of success. Okay.
Yeah.
Pikeville definitely has one as a team. And right now, they're exactly where they need to be in that timeline. You know, you always see Coach McNamee teams peak late in the year. So right about second round of the playoffs, third round, is where you really want to see them firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just pulling up some stats here to see actually how many sacks we did have. But I want to say this real quick. The one thing I was very proud of this defense for, Doug, I think you'll agree, and I think Eunice will agree because, you know, that other dude is an idiot. Anyway, I love the fact that they – did drive the ball on us a few times. They have some weapons.
They do.
Okay, I'm not going to completely
discredit. And I don't think they showed us a lot because both these coaches know that in 3 weeks they're going to be playing again.
Yeah.
Or probably will be. So they're not going to give away a lot. And, you know, I'm just glad our defense played so good because, look, you don't need to beat them by 30. You know, 17 points was enough to win the game.
Yeah.
You know, 17, and the defense pitching a shutout. When a defense can pitch a shutout, you can just play good D and run the ball. Just think, every time you're running the ball, that's that clock winding down. So I encourage that. That was awesome. And Blake had a crazy good game.
Absolutely.
Maybe the best run of his career thus far.
And you know who also had a good game was Carson Wright.
Yeah.
Carson had a good
game. He had 8 or 9 tackles.
Yes, he did. And they were all solid, solid tackles.
He
kind
of
owned
that his side of the field.
He had 8 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss.
Yeah.
I looked at my brother, I looked at Bub over there, and I said, you know, I'm seeing signs of the Carson Wright we had before the injury. I mean, it's starting to get clear that he is starting to make a comeback here.
He kind of owned that side of the field like he used to. So
and
that's
he
awesome
took
to
some
see.
Blocks. He got knocked down, and he got back up, and I'm still my fingers crossed. But it's awesome to see him back out there.
He's getting more comfortable in his role. And still might take a few more games, it will, just to let him get back to where he feels comfortable and you know, 110%.
But here's what I want to say, Doug, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 4 times? 4, maybe 5. They were inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
And they never once got into the end zone. That is demoralizing.
It is.
I mean, Andrew Ford, the Turner kid, number 3.
Yeah.
Of course, Max Johnson. They have people that they can get the ball to that can cause people some problems, and we didn't let them in the end zone, and they were inside the red zone a lot.
And you didn't hear Max Johnson's name a lot at all. You know, and that might be something that they're going to utilize later, but you know, when you can keep a player like that from having a good game, that certainly helps your cause.
Did I want it to be a bloodbath because of how angry that they made me last year? Absolutely. But I still have a nicely shaved beard.
And you get another shot at them.
Yeah, I still have my hair. And we won the game.
There you go.
17-0 is better than 21-12 like it was last year.
Hey guys, this is Doug Powers from the Hail Podcast. Check out our presenting sponsor, Walters Automotive Group, for great deals on your next car. When others won't, Walters will. Visit walterswill.com and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you. Pikeville Pediatric Dentistry and Dr. Josh are accepting new patients. Call 606-432-2773 for your child's appointment. The past 2 years, Dr. Josh Raleigh has been providing children of all ages with exceptional, comprehensive pediatric dental care. And tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Hey, y'all. This is Heath Robinson from the Hell Podcast. Are your tire treads getting a little thin on your car or truck? Call my good friend Jeff Coleman and his wife Melanie at City Tire and Auto for a great selection of tires for any vehicle. That's 606-437-3005 and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. This is JR from the Hell Podcast. The next time you are in the market for sportswear, casual wear, suits, dress shirts, ties, and UK apparel, stop by the Men's Corner. Give us a call at 606-433-1707 or stop by our local store at 4135 North Mayo Trail, Weddington Plaza in Pikeville, and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you. Hello, Panther fans. If you love good barbecue, then you need to visit Country Fine Swine. They offer pork, brisket, catfish, ribs, loaded fries, and more. They also offer catering services. So if you're in the mood for some good quality barbecue food, then stop by Country Fine Swine, located in front of O'Reilly Auto Parts in Coal Run Village, or give them a call at 606-794-1591 and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Here's some offensive stats for you. Okay, so we said, you know, Sam Wright, two interceptions on defense.
Mm-hmm.
So rushing, you had Birchfield, you had Blake go for, I think, 30 attempts. Yeah, 30 attempts, 193 yards, two touchdowns. But I think these are unofficial stats. I think he did break 200. I saw the official stats, and I think he's 207 or 212 or something. But, you know, that's where you want to live with him, 30 rushes. That's about perfect.
Let me tell you something else, Doug, about that stat. He had a very quiet 200 yards as well because he broke – did he break a big one there in the first
game? Yeah, he broke two big ones.
He broke two big ones.
The first one, and then – but the second one, man, was a
insane
thing of beauty.
Run. Yeah.
He got hit by eight players.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically just ran through Hazard's football team.
Yeah.
I mean,
right
through him. He got hit at the line of scrimmage, got loose. Then two guys hit him the same time right about where the safeties are, and he split them and then just broke it. I mean, it was an impressive – it should be number one on his highlight film.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that. So, you know, Blake had – even though it was 193, 200 yards – and Blake is still Blake, you know, and I was very proud of what he didn't try to force anything.
Yeah,
he took what he had.
Yeah.
So, and Hazard's defense, I mean, they had a good game plan. I'll give them that. They had pretty much same game plan last year. We're going to load the box. If you're going to try to throw on us, throw on us. But we think we've got athletes that can compete with yours.
And they did cover those passes pretty good.
Yeah.
And you could see that Coach Mack respects their DBs and Isaac.
But we did have a couple that got behind them that we didn't make.
That's true.
Which we got to fix.
That's true. So Isaac was 7 of 13, 77 yards. Not his best game ever, but he kept him honest. He also throws some surgical passes in there, in coverage, between
the
two guys.
The one to B-Low was great.
Yeah, it was a dandy.
One to Zach was a great one, too. So.
The one that Zach caught was a touchdown, and you know it got called out of bounds, but trust me, I mean, I've got a nice 8x10 of it, if you want to see it. Yeah, you know.
Then we had one where Zach, he's just a little bit behind him, but, you know, that would have been a touchdown as well. I mean, we left plays out on the field. I mean, this very well could have been like 31.
It very well could have. But this is what you want. Look, Pikeville now knows that Hazard can beat them, okay? Hazard hung with them that whole game, okay? And, you know, two touchdowns, that's very easily – You can scheme to combat that for next game.
Let me ask you this real quick, Doug. And I know this is, you know, well, this is just me analyzing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the coaching staff kind of kept it vanilla?
I do. I would. I mean, yeah. I totally would.
Yeah, they kept it vanilla. They didn't want to throw the whole thing in the kitchen sink out there. You know, they didn't want to do that. They just wanted to keep it vanilla. Let's beat this bunch. Let's not show them too much on film because we're probably going to have to play them here in 3 weeks.
We'll empty the silos in the playoffs. Yeah. You know, we'll launch those missiles out of the silos in the playoffs. No need to if you can maintain a lead, play awesome defense. I'm telling you, I'm almost to the point where I'm like, why don't we just onside kick it every time? Because they can't move the ball. Yeah. I mean, it might be it's high risk, high reward, but I mean, it was a defensive standoff.
I wanted it so bad to just, you know, I kept saying, I was like, we're going to get two more touchdowns after, you know, they figure out they can't come back. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I will say this, though. Sam Wright had two very, very huge picks, one in the end zone, the second one was close to the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And
in crunch times, very critical times.
Yes. So pay attention to that name for later.
Receiving, we had Zach had 5 receptions, should have been like 7. But 5 receptions for 44 yards, no touchdown because of the one that
didn't count.
Grant Scott had 1 for 3 yards, and B-Lo had 1 for 30 yards. Yeah. So, you know, look, I don't think our game plan, and I'm glad it wasn't, you know, our game plan was not to go in there and throw it 35 times, okay? You know, last year you saw us kind of throw a little bit in the second half, and Blake only got like 5 or 6 touches, and, you know, I think we're going to lean on that run this year. And, you know, that they do have some athletes in the defensive backfield at Hazard that can make you pay.
You know, it kind of reminds me of this, like Alabama and LSU. Go back and read your history books here. Alabama and LSU played really close, and LSU beat them in 2011.
Yeah.
And they both had great defenses, and they lost on a field goal. But you could tell Alabama was the better team.
Yeah.
Okay? They were at LSU. They go into national championship game and play each other again, and Alabama just waylays them like 28-0.
Yeah.
I think that could possibly happen because now you're coming to Pikeville, and now these boys understand that we got to protect home field. And I think that could happen, but yet again, Sean Thacker, I'll say this on camera, you do know what you're doing. You're a good coach and everything. And, yes, I'm still going to say it, Panthers by 90. But at the same time, we respect you guys, and I can't wait to see them again. Yeah, that's all I'm going
to
say.
I look forward to that game.
If they can get there. Yeah. If we both can get there.
In the playoffs, I look forward to that game. You know, and I think it's fair. You know, whoever wins that game, proceed in the playoffs.
But now they got to go through Sayre.
Yeah. And Sayre is no joke.
Yeah.
You know, they beat him 14-0. And it rained a lot, and that hurt Sayre.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how that game goes.
Yeah.
You know, they can't just focus on Pikeville for 3 weeks now. Yeah. So
they got to go up to Hazard now. So we'll see what happens there. But anyway, as far as my takes on it, it's a win. A win is a win is a win.
That's right.
And that's all you can take.
It's a 17-point win, a shutout. Against a huge district rival who upset you last year in the playoffs. I'll take that every time.
A district opponent has not scored a touchdown on us this season, on our starting defense.
Yeah, that's a nice
on our starting defense. The Sayre scored 1 there at the end in crunch time against our JV, but that was it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good victory. I'm happy, but I could have been happier. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Hey, folks, this is Heath Robinson from the Hale Podcast, telling you about our good friends and our presenting sponsor of the Hale Podcast, Faith Pharmacy. Stop by and see Christy and the gang soon and let them show you why you got to have faith. Call 509-6337, that's 509-MEDS, free delivery in and around the Pikeville area. Tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. This is JR from the Hale Podcast. The grass really is greener here at First Guard Fence, and it's because we understand the value of fostering a unique company culture that puts customers first. Check us out at firstguardfencecompany.com to call today at 606-205-3828 and tell them the Hale Podcast sent you.
Have you seen all the cool Old Row and Onward Reserve tees walking around Pikeville? Maybe noticed a little more Southern Marsh brand than usual. That's because Southern Prep carries the best up-to-date clothing for guys and girls at the best prices. Check out other brands like Jetty and Fish Hippie, as seen on Netflix Outer Banks. To keep up with all the newest shipments and brands, follow Southern Prep on Facebook and Instagram, or stop by the Weddington Square Plaza in person and say hi to Corey and the crew. Tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Hello, Panther fans. The next time you're in dire straits for a dry cleaning service that gives you more bang for your buck, all you need to do is trust the fabulous dry cleaners at Shirtless Sanitary Cleaners. Stop by and check us out today at 136 Central Avenue in Pikeville and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
Hey, this is Doug from the Hell Podcast. Fall into savings when you shop Tim Short Superstore on Cassidy Boulevard. Take the short drive to satisfaction and tell them the Hell Podcast sent you.
So, all right, let's get to it. Doug.
Is it RPI time?
RPI.
I'm glad you brought it up, JR.
Yeah.
And I know everybody in Pikeville.
Oh, yeah. I spoke to Nick King the other day.
Yeah.
And he was like, listen, he's like, I don't even know what to do with it anymore.
Okay. I think I've got a handle on it. Now, all the Panther fans out there, this could be a big week for the RPI. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's going to be some games that you could keep an eye on. You know, the biggest and the most dangerous, Kentucky Country Day, who we all know and love. The game's the RPI system.
Yeah.
Plays Metcalf County. Okay. Now, Metcalf County is a 2A school.
Okay.
We are playing out of state. Mm-hmm. Before I get to that, let me give you just a little breakdown of what the RPI looks like right now, and it'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about. So, right now in Class A, Russellville maintains number one. Okay, and they're going to lock that in. They're going to be the number one RPI team in Class A. We are two. Kentucky Country Day is three. Raceland is four. Okay. Now, just to finish it off, Bishop Brossert, five. Bethlehem, six. Sayer, seven. Newport Central Catholic, eight. Holy Cross, nine. Hazard, 10.
Oh, I think I know where you're going okay. with this, Doug.
So, Kentucky Country, we are edging out Kentucky Country Day. Our RPI score is 0.732. Theirs is 0.726. We are neck and neck. So we play an out-of-state team that we will get
zero RPI.
Well, no, you get like a 0.51 for okay. it. So it'll maintain us, but we're not going to grow, okay? It might even drop us a little tiny bit.
So you're telling me that Kentucky Country Day has the possibility to yes. edge us out of the number two spot.
If they beat Metcalf County, which is no joke. Metcalf mm-hmm. County beat an undefeated Greene County top five team in 3A last week. Yeah. So it's not an easy win for KCD. And matter of fact, I don't think they'll win. But if they do, they could overtake Pikeville at number two, which really
means...
it just means – in the state semifinals,
we're going to have to go somewhere.
We would have to travel. We would have to travel.
We might have to go to Louisville, Kentucky Country Day
maybe.
To play them.
Maybe, because I don't know if there's a Class A team up there that can beat them.
Who does Russellville play next week?
Russellville plays they play – I think it's a district game. Hold on, it's coming up right now. They play Monroe County, and that's a 2A school. So, see, they're only going to get higher also.
They
and I look for them to win that game. They're playing a 3-6 team.
So there's no – they're not going down anytime soon.
No. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. Kentucky Country Day is playing – Metcalf, like I said, they're a 6-3 2A team. So, you know, and like I said, they were top 10 in 2A.
This is my – what – if you're a football fan or you're a, you know, anybody that loves to see good football, period.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're a Pikeville fan mm-hmm. or not. The 1A state championship game that I want to see, because it would be best on best in my opinion.
Pikeville Raceland.
Would, no, in my opinion, it's Pikeville Russellville.
Yeah. Either one of those, I think, and if I had to pick top three,
yeah.
I would put Pikeville, Russellville, Raceland.
Yeah. In any order right
now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Pikeville, I think that a lot of people are going to say this. I still think Pikeville's number one, but a lot of people are like, well, they should have come over and given a bloodbath to Hazard, you know, and then that would have, you know, set the tone for everybody. But the thing about it is, we're still 8-2 or 6-2 and we're still going to be right there in the RPI race.
And that's what I'm saying. We're not going to spend a lot of time worrying about RPI and stuff. Like I said, it only affects two games.
Yeah.
The regional. Yeah, you know, the regional final, regional championship, and the state semifinals.
And we're going to get home for regionals.
Yeah, we're going to be home. You know, the only game we might have to travel, and we'll know next week, okay? But that's what I mean. And another game of interest is Lawrence County. I mean, Raceland. Mm-hmm. They play Lawrence County this week. So, you know, if KCD loses and Raceland wins, they might hop them, but Kentucky Country Day is a little bit further ahead of Raceland than what we, you know, than what us and Kentucky Country Day are. I know it gives you a headache talking about this.
No, now the only thing I care about is the fact that because of technicality and because teams won't play us in Kentucky, that Kentucky Country Day is going to weasel their way into getting that number two spot over us. And
maybe
we're probably going to have to take a trip to Louisville.
I don't know. And listen, it's so close. I talked to Nick a week ago about this. It's so close. We're just going to have to see how it shakes out. You would have to do their RPI, KCD's RPI, and all their opponents to really figure it out.
But if they lose, we're guaranteed probably that number two spot.
Yeah, if they lose, we should lock it up.
Yeah. That's all I care about is getting the one or two spot.
And what killed us is that Madison Central game. Well, that could have locked it up. If we could have beat a 6A team, we'd have had it. We probably would have been number one. We would have been number
one. But you know what?
That happens.
What do they say, Doug? You know, you spill a glass of milk, you get a paper towel.
Yeah.
Let's go clean our mess up. Let's take a trip to Louisville. I'm okay. Right. There's probably got some good food down there.
I've been wanting to play them anyway. So
yeah.
It's okay.
I've been wanting to play.
Since 2019.
It would be so great, wouldn't it, Doug, if we got to go down there and just beat them at their place. That would be wonderful.
It would be joyous, and I would be there.
Yo, I know you
Bells
would.
On my shoes.
And then we're going to go get a nice steak afterwards and enjoy our life as we're going to a state championship.
Go hit Jeff Ruby's.
But first, we got other business. Hashtag today. Okay? Hashtag today. Okay? Let's worry about the team we play next.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that in the preseason.
The pregame, yeah.
Preseason. Pregame. You know, we play Castlewood, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to be a little more generous than I was with the team we played before Hazard.
Okay.
They're not that good.
they struggle. They do have a couple good athletes.
Yeah.
And some tough running backs. But they're going to have to bring – they will have to play the best game of their year.
Of their life.
Yeah, to be competitive.
Especially since you're coming over here.
Yeah, and it's a small rural school in Virginia. Mm-hmm. You know, and I watched one film of them, and, you know, they have trouble executing at times. You know, and I think they're going to have problems with our physicality.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people have problems with our physicality.
Yeah, I mean, you see good teams have trouble with our defense. So,
yes.
You know, that's the thing. It's senior night. So, you know, it's the last home game, official home game that these guys are going to get to play in. So
let me say something real quick. Our thoughts and prayers right now are to Braden Thomas, Hootie.
Yeah.
Hootie's season came to an end. For those of you that, you know, keep up with the Panthers, you won't be seeing 45 out there. Actually, you are, because the players are starting to wear his number. And, you know, kind of, you know, devoting the rest of this season to him, which I think is amazing those guys to do. Yeah. But, man, could you imagine how that kid's got to feel right now?
It's tough, and I know that he really wanted to be out there. He played with nagging injuries before this injury, so I know that he's got a lot of heart, and, you know, he's been an awesome addition to Pikeville the last few years. So, yeah, I hated to see that.
So I'm going to start it now. Win for Hootie.
There you go.
Win for Hootie. You know, everybody's kind of getting on his back, wearing his jersey, all that stuff. And here at the Hail Podcast, we're starting hashtag win for Hootie today. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. We love you, Hootie. And anytime you want to come on this show, man, and chop it up with us, come on here, man. Might get your mind off of it a little bit, and, hey, we'll have some fun, you know.
Unless John Collum's on the show.
Oh, you did it this time, dude. Yeah. Woo! I didn't have to do it this time. I didn't even put it in my list.
I know.
I'm sorry, John Collins.
I saved your life.
Yeah, you did. You did. That goat's still in
your backyard. I don't want him to sacrifice another goat in my backyard.
All right. So moving off from football real quick. How about the Panther volleyball?
Yeah.
Volleyball Panthers. Panther volleyball Panthers. That's horrible. Great. The Pikeville volleyball Panthers.
Yes. And, you know, they got, in case you don't
champs.
Know, district champs. They beat Eastridge.
Yes.
And Eastridge is no slouch. You know, I talked to Coach before that game, and he's like, you know, they're good. That's a team we look out for, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, the Eastridge, Paintsville, Floyd Central, Belfry sometimes, you know, those are some of the big names in girls volleyball right now in Eastern Kentucky.
Am I right that we play Betsy Lane in the first round?
We play. I'm going to give you the whole bracket right now. And I look forward to this. This is going to be good. And everybody needs to go
and support these girls
because it helps them so much. Coach Clark told me, especially when the student section comes. Man, if you guys can make that trip, I'm going to double check, but it's at Johnson Central. Okay. And our game, Pikeville versus Betsy Lane, is Tuesday tonight at 6:30 p.m. So this show will be on right as that's kicking, you know, right when it starts.
And we'll like live reaction to that as well. Yeah, we'll give
I'll
a live reaction.
I'll keep you updated on Facebook. But here's the bracket. You have Belfry, Johnson Central. I'm going from the top down.
Yeah.
Okay. So Belfry, Johnson Central, Floyd Central, Eastridge. Then in the bottom bracket, you've got Pikeville, Betsy Lane, Paintsville, Pike Central. So right now, you're looking at that Pikeville-Paintsville matchup in the second round possibly.
And that's who knocked us out in the volleyball world of winning the region last year.
I think so.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure the Panthers are going to remember that, and that's why they're going to have a clear head. Coach Clark's going to get them, you know, all fired up for this. Mm-hmm. Student section's going to be rocking.
Yeah. You know, I'm going down Wednesday. So if you need a ride, call Dougal.
Okay.
So Tuesday or tonight at 6:30, Wednesday night, 8:30. Plan on being at Johnson Central to see Pikeville and Paintsville. And hey, look, we got to take care of business against Betsy Lane, but I'm just trying to prep people so you can get your week scheduled. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So the championship is Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, the only game you need to worry about right now is
Betsy Lane. Just beat them
down
Bobcats.
There, and then you can worry about the other games after if we can come out with a victory that
night,
which I've got faith. So, you know, congratulations to our girls. That's, mm-hmm. you know, Jason Clark's built a heck of a program over here, this volleyball program. Eunice, you agree, right?
I mean, he's built them everywhere he's been. And you know, he's been in several places and really left a mark on girls volleyball. And hopefully we have that for years to come. I know right now that we're even seeing the younger girls pick it up faster. And you know, he's really trying to develop player development and getting these girls developed throughout, you know, elementary, junior high school. So hopefully we'll have some many more bright days ahead for Pikeville volleyball.
Absolutely. So just big news all around for the Panther community right now. And speaking of which, let's move on to one more thing. How about the Panther junior high football team?
They are firing on all cylinders.
Listen, watch the highlights today.
Yeah.
Couldn't get down there, but watch the highlights today. I saw a lot of things that I liked. We talked about the contained situation that they were having. You know, they was trying to get everybody to kind of get on the same page. Mm-hmm. Looked like that they were flying around.
They were.
When they were trying to run to the outside.
And in case you missed it, Pikeville played in their first round. They played Leslie County here at Pikeville this past Saturday. And, you know, it was kind of a thrashing, but played a lot better. They do have some things to clean up. But the main thing is we need as many people as possible to travel to Belfry this coming Saturday to watch the Panthers play Belfry in the second round. It'll be the regional championship.
Yeah, that's
at Vipperman Stadium, from what I understand.
The first game, as I was you all described to me, I wasn't able to be there because of work and other stuff. The way y'all described to me, if we would have took care of the football in that game, you thought it might have been different story.
I'm not even looking at that first game. We had like four turnovers. We got flagged for stupid stuff, and it was first game stuff, like delay a game, like jumping off sides of time. You know what I mean? Like it. I'm not even thinking about that game because this game is going to be a lot different. Belfry has some key players out. They've got one of their best running backs, and I think their quarterback out this week. And, you know, we all pray for those guys. I know those kids. And one's got a broken arm.
And we don't wish injury upon anybody, but injuries do happen.
Play a part in how you look at this game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a team that doesn't throw much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might see one or two passes a game.
It's Belfry.
It's Belfry. And you know, so I'm sure that Matt Branham is going to have that Pikeville defense ready to stop the run, you know, in that game. So, you know, we just got to wait and see.
Like he said, don't let the record fool you.
Yeah, don't.
We played a super tough schedule this year.
Probably the hardest schedule Pikeville Junior High's ever played.
Super tough schedule this year. And let me tell you, I was extremely impressed with the progress that they had made.
Yeah.
Okay, especially against Leslie County. I saw him play a little bit against Pike Central, you know, saw him play here and there, and I just saw strides of just kids that are stepping up. We lost a heartbreaker to Somerset, who is a really good football team, former state champion in middle school. That's Nice. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's their middle school program. And let me tell you guys, don't sleep on them. These wide receivers that they have are excellent.
Awesome corners, wide out, skill players. You know, now you also saw still quarterbacks coming in and out here and there, but more strategy behind it. You know, sometimes we need to be run heavy. Sometimes we need to be pass heavy. And that's kind of how that's going. And, you know, I think that Pikeville can take this game. If there's ever a time they're going to sneak up on a Belfry team, it's going to be this Saturday.
Yeah, and then, you know, Matt's talked about their lineman saying that he has one of the best linemen that he's ever had in his life. We're going to get an interview. Yeah. I don't care if I have to go to his house. Yeah.
It just works out that we tape the show right during their practices, so it's hard. It's not like it's Sunday at my house by the pool. You know?
Yeah,
it's different.
It's different. We got to figure out a time. We're going to try to get some stuff in the works for the junior high program. We love you guys. So, you know, congrats to the junior high team for getting here. Now is the big moment, as Matt Branham, I'm sure, would tell you. And you got to prepare for it. You got to be ready for it. Mm-hmm. Last year, you came up a little bit short. This year, no one's expecting you to win.
If they play good, great defense, get a turnover or two, and do not turn the ball over, you can beat Belfry.
You can beat them. I mean, everything's in your favor right now. You know,
and nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. And you've got one of the best coaches that's going to get you guys fired up and ready to go. Let's go, Panthers. Let's go, Panther Junior High team. Let's do it. All right? Let's go win this thing. Win one for Coach Branham. He deserves one, for goodness sake.
I know. He's not going to hang it
so
up.
So many heartbreaks, man.
I know.
Lord have mercy.
You should coach Junior High too, JR. You should be a linebacker coach or something.
You know what, Doug? You should too. The quarterback guru over here. All right. So, thank you to our amazing sponsors. We're going to call it a show tonight.
Players of the game, too.
You're right. Man, keep me on my toes.
I know. We
forgot it. I didn't keep my list up here. Now, before we end the show, sorry I jumped the gun there. Let's go for players of the game. Our Walters Auto Group offensive player of the game, Dougal, take it away.
Is, drumroll, Blake Birchfield.
But
you know, the kid just, you know,
how many weeks
he goes
is this?
To
is this
work.
Two or
well,
three?
Well, I mean, look, it's one of the best runs. Just that run alone kind of it was an amazing run. If you haven't seen highlights of that game, you should go watch it. It's a really good run, but he had, you know, 200 yards, two touchdowns, ran hard, you know, just kind of went to work on him.
Just a stud.
Yeah. And, you know, you even saw a little bit of the option out of Pikeville there. And you know, we were like, I haven't seen that, but, you know, now we know how Hazard defends the option, so there you go. You never know what they throw in there to see what happens for next game.
I was, like I said, who else would you give it to in this game?
Yeah, he just runs hard.
I mean, you can't give it to anybody.
That game's kind of built for him.
Yeah.
You know?
And he, I think he enjoyed it because he looked fired up through the whole game. So,
and he had holes. Does. The offensive line did well. There was a few things. I know I heard some of the coaches just say, well, you know, we got to polish this up and that up. But he had holes, and they take care of him. You know, that line is impressive.
Yes, they are. So, congratulations, Blake, on number two or three this year. I'll get back to you all on that. I can't think of it right now. But our offensive player of the game this week, Mr. Blake Birchfield, now it's on to me. For our first guard fence, defensive player of the week. And that will go to – it could have actually been two people.
It could have been 11. I mean, really, that defense was insane.
But two come to mind.
Yeah.
One was Aaron Sloan. First off, Aaron Sloan just started.
He had like 14 tackles, didn't he?
11 tackles.
Yeah, 11. There you go.
He had one hit on a dude that I didn't know he was going to get up from. I was like, dude.
Get this, the ambulance.
Please. The poor kid, you know, just get him out of here. But, you know, he had a heck of a game. Mm-hmm. And he actually was coming in for, like, sub-duty a little bit for, you know, we had some injuries at linebacker.
Yeah.
So he had to come in and do that. So big, you know, ups to him for that. But two of the biggest game-changing plays in Pikeville football this year, by far, was by a guy who's already won it before. Mr. Sam Wright.
Yeah.
I could not. I'm sorry, Aaron Sloan. If I have to next week, I'll give it to you then.
Yeah.
The biggest two interceptions maybe in a long time because it set – this was a defensive struggle, people. This really was a defensive struggle. And Hazard was actually, I hate to say it, there for a while, they were outperforming our offense. There for a little bit. And they were getting in the red zone.
Yeah. And both his picks came inside the 20 or 30.
Yes. There. One went into the end zone on fourth down.
Yeah.
And that was a huge pick.
Yeah, it was critical.
And then the second one was, you know, shout out to a certain Pikeville football defensive end for getting the rush.
Yeah.
Got a rush on the kid, finally, and Sam Wright was right there. And he had to go across the field to make this interception. Yeah. Made some tackles. I have to give it to him, man.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I mean, Aaron made some great plays, and I'm not taking anything away. I would, but we got to give it to one person.
Yeah, man. I mean, we have a rigid scoring system in players of the game.
Yeah.
No matter what,
I think next week I'm just going to go ahead and say it because I think we're going to beat Castlewood. I'm just going to go ahead and give it to Aaron Sloan next week for what he did this week.
Mental note.
This week – congratulations to Mr.
Sam Wright.
Yeah, as Bub would say, enter Sam Wright or whatever he said. I don't know. Enter Sam Man Wright, whatever. But anyway, now I will take over for Bub because I know Eunice is still mad at me. I'm sorry. Time for our hog of the week. Now, I'm going to give it – now, he did not play the most snaps on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
But to me – On the defensive line, he made the biggest impact of anybody playing lineman, and that was Mr. Campbell Naud.
Yeah.
Campbell Naud comes in, and it was third down and about eight or something like that, and they were throwing the ball. No, it was like third and three.
Yeah, it was one of those passing downs. I can't remember. But
we were up 10. They were inside. They were getting ready to enter the red zone. And we needed a pass rush. We hadn't had a pass rush that entire drive.
Off the edge,
off the edge. And Campbell Naud has one of the sickest swim moves that I've ever seen.
He's quick.
I'm sorry, it was a rip.
Yeah.
He rips inside, and he looked like
He almost broke my arm one day doing it. He's like, oh, do this. Let me just practice. And he, like, dislocated my elbow. It's not fun to be on the other end of those.
And he... Textbook, man. Hit the kid with that, flies around the end like a torpedo, and nails the quarterback.
And it altered him just enough. The guy was throwing, like, mid-throw, and it pulled him a little, and it made it sail. Yeah.
And then that gave Sam Wright some time to get over there and make that interception. In my opinion, that changed the game. Our offense played better after that. Our defense played better after that. Damn. We kind of just said, all right, we're closing the door on y'all. Y'all are having no opportunities to come back. So congratulations to our Hog of the Week, Mr. Campbell Nowd. You're still small, bro.
I like that pick, though, because, listen, there's a couple guys on that team, quality, not quantity sometimes. Yeah. You know, you're going to see three or four of those guys that are more specialized that come in certain situations. And you know what? They might only play three, four, five, six downs on defense, okay? But you can – that's proof. You can impact a game. Those kind of situations, you can impact a game and really – leave your mark on the game. Yeah. So that, you know, that's awesome. That's good.
Proud of you, Campbell. You're still small, bro. All right. He knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, all right. Now let's end the show.
There you go.
Yeah, now let's end the show. Want to send a thank you to our awesome presenting sponsors. That would be Walters Auto Group and Faith Pharmacy and all of our other sponsors, man. Y'all, like I say, I'll say it again. Y'all took a chance on us. Y'all believe in us. And we can't thank you enough. We're trying to put out as much good content for you all to make you all, you know.
It'll get even better.
It'll get even better. Yeah, we've got interviews.
It's logistics is what it is.
We're trying to get more interviews. We've had interviews. We've had, you know, we actually had our first Zoom meeting the other day people hearing about us. Like you said, we're all, not just me, everybody's getting recognized on the street now, so we have to buy, you know, hey, help us out. We need to buy security. We need some security guys. But, you know, thank you all for believing in us and helping us out. We promise we're going to try not to let you down. Thank you to all our fans out there. You can check us out Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Yes, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. On the radio on 95.9, right after KSR.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then on Facebook, also
on Facebook,
Mountaintop Sports.
On Mountaintop Sports and all that, you can catch us on at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
They will upload the video. You won't want to miss it, guys. I mean, we're pretty awesome.
Yeah, and now that we're gearing up for senior night, the playoffs and stuff, you're going to see a lot of cool stuff. You know, we might even have a remote broadcast once. That's kind of in the works.
I mean, we got a lot of stuff planned. Yeah. Stay tuned for the pregame show. Might be a little funny. Might be a good time. That's all I'm going to say.
And that'll be Friday at about 6.
Yeah, Friday at about 6. Going to want to stay tuned for that. Thank you, Eunice, again. We're going to go home. We're going to settle this out. It's going to be okay. I'm going to buy you your bacon.
And thank you to the Super Loader Brothers in the control room.
Loader Bros.
Greatest producers in the world.
Absolutely. PSLs for life. I got you tomorrow, bro.
Yeah, pumpkin spice lattes. Yes. They're coming. Yep.
Yep. So you got it, bro. I'm coming for you. All right. All right. Love you guys. Last thing. If you never want to see my brother again on the podcast, put hashtag he's out on tonight, okay, on this episode. He's out, and you guys will love it, okay? His response will be legendary, I promise. All right. At the end of the day, hail Pikeville. Woo!